Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
With me this Thursday afternoon, as always, we're in the Republic of Work based here in Cork today, though. And for the first time, our home squad this Thursday is interior architect Ger Cooney and interior designer Kate Hobbins-Lockett. You're both very welcome. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us here in studio. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question, interior or a design question for the home squad today, do send it in to us. We're going to talk about wall finishes in a moment. Before that, though, I was reading the vision of the kitchen of 2075. It's been dreamed up by Professor Deborah Ryan. She's a design historian at the University of Portsmouth for the DIY retailer Wickes. And what they say is the most modern kitchens, right, in 2075 are going to be multifunctional hubs, reflecting what she says are the values of Gen Z: sustainability, wellness, digital and connectivity. But basically, there's going to be no toaster, no fridge and possibly no kettle either, Ger. Yeah, I mean, it's a total revamp.
That's quite controversial, especially the kettle of all things, you know.
But it's nearly already been replaced by those taps.
It is, although those hot taps. But it's funny, actually. Just had this conversation before we came on air. I had a client previously who had their in-laws staying on an extension new build, and they're about 2.5 hours looking for the kettle in the kitchen.
Really? Yeah.
Because they didn't want to disturb anyone. So they were quite complex. But I think it's, the kettle could be a big wrench for people to be leaving out, I think.
You do see it more and more, though, Kate, particularly if you're following any of the kind of, you know, design accounts on TikTok or on Instagram. An awful lot of people now in the more kind of modern kitchen, there seems to be like a coffee dock. So there's no kettle or coffee machine. It's hidden away in some press. Then you have the pantry where the microwave, toaster, everything else seems to get kind of dumped in there with the air fryer. So all of the counters are just, they're totally naked.
Yeah, for the most part. I think that there's something very ritualistic, though, about having a kettle and making it a special piece in your kitchen. Like, I still don't think it's replaceable for a lot of homes. And it depends, obviously, on your design aesthetic. But you can always have your coffee station, and there's often a coffee pot in there next to a toaster with a microwave. So I don't know. I'm not fully convinced. It really depends on the style of kitchen that I think 2075 is going to give us.
See, I think that's already in there. I think an awful lot of the kitchens now that I see with any of my friends that maybe have, you know, more like new build houses, the kitchens are very clinical. There's something quite surgical about them.
They are. There's probably, I'd say less and less character is probably a bit harsh. I mean, it's obviously a different style. It's very ultra streamlined. It's an incredible thing. But you can kind of see, like, there is a kind of a clinical quality. It's getting more automated. I mean, coffee machines, coffee blenders, KitchenAids, all these things as well. So it seems to be, you close down the press door or you close the door and it's literally ultra modern, clean lines everywhere. But I think that's kind of reflective of just like clean lines and just calmness in the shift of design at the moment anyway. So it is starting to more than creep in at the moment, yeah.
Is it, or is it just bland and boring? I'm calling Gen Z bland and boring, but...
Well, didn't they have similar types of multi-use appliances back in like the 50s? Like, weren't the original appliances meant to do all the things?
That's the, what is the kitchen mix there? The KitchenAid,
yeah,
isn't that the big one?
Yeah, but like refrigerators had like different things and elements that we don't have now. So I wonder, will it kind of go and ebb and flow like everything else does in design?
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. You're here to talk about wall finishes. Before we do that, though, listener looking for advice on where would you help with finding a couch? It's a biscuit-coloured couch, quite old-fashioned. The grey-blue colours don't really suit my house. Cream isn't a runner with children. So any thoughts on where I might find something biscuit-coloured?
I mean, there's loads of high street shops in Ireland that you can physically go in, and I definitely recommend doing that when you can, because colours online are so different to in person. So I would recommend bringing like a soft furnishing, like a cushion or a paint colour, but places like Easy Living Furniture or Casey's or even IKEA have some really good options, and they tend to have that kind of oatmeal-y colour as one of their fabrics that you can choose from.
Listener, just on the taps are always a controversial point for a lot of our listeners. Like this texter says, I have one of those hot taps. They do not get as hot. My coffee gets cold quickly.
Yeah.
We have one at home, actually, in the home house in Donegal, and I thought it was a great job initially, and now I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, I suppose. I mean, a kettle is maybe a little bit easier to replace or repair. You know, it's less kind of cost effective. But again, it depends on the style of kettle. I mean, look, you might pick up a kettle for €20. You might get 2 years out of it. You might get 2 months. And some people are actually investing seriously. I mean, I've had clients that will actually spend a huge amount of time on the type of kettle, the colour of the kettle. It has to match the couch, has to match the counter, whether it's your Smegs, you know, all these kind of things as well. So it is, the new taps, I mean, they are beautiful, but I suppose they are, it's like anything.
Slightly warmer than lukewarm, I'd say.
That wouldn't be great then.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe we use bad water in Donegal though, it's so hard, maybe that's why it takes it much longer to heat up. Mm. Right, wall finishes, what do people need to consider, Kate, if they are, you know, doing work on their walls at the moment?
So I think definitely the function of the room that you plan on putting it in. So if you have a hallway, it's a really common place to put paneling and kind of the wainscoting style, which would go not the full way up the wall. That really protects your walls. So, you know, we can use it for decorative features and adding some interest. And that's always my aim when I am getting clients to put it in their homes. But you also want to look at the style of your home. So not just inside, but the external of your home and the feeling that you want it to have and what materials would suit that setting.
Are people more adventurous now, Ger, when it comes to wall finishes?
They're definitely getting braver. I think it's a great thing because obviously understanding natural light and obviously having sufficient samples and testing is a big thing. Unfortunately, some people just kind of go in a little bit gung-ho, get very excited about a rich colour, put it on the wall, then decide that it's too much, so it might be a bit overpowering. But in the main, clients are definitely getting more braver when it comes to colour, which is fantastic.
We're here from the Republic of Work, as I mentioned, the studios in Cork City Centre this afternoon, and there's an awful lot of this as we have in studio. I don't even know what you call it, but it's some sort
the
of...
acoustic wall panelling, yeah.
No, but it's this kind of... what is this feature?
Slatted. This timber slatted acoustic
timber,
walls.
That's it, yeah.
Extremely, extremely popular.
You see it in a lot of homes now. It's really like a kind of a
media
grate
walls.
Or grid.
Yeah, media walls. You see a lot of kind of retail aspects. Like, obviously, it has the acoustic properties, but it has that little bit of a classical quality, particularly if you're looking at maybe like soft kind of browns or walnut in particular, where it does have kind of a timeless kind of edge, clean lines as well.
Right. Listeners looking for advice, Kate. I love the idea of a wash wall finish, but I've been told that they take loads of maintenance. They get marked and scratched really easily. Is that true, or any advice?
Yeah. So it, as a finish, it's quite porous. You can't wipe it with soap and water. It would have to be a dry cloth. It does age really well, though. So it kind of dries out and creates a texture more than anything. But if you wanted the same look, I would go for something like a micro cement, which actually has polymers in it, which means it can be waterproof and it will have a nicer sheen to it.
Okay. And is that more expensive or...?
It tends to be, but it also depends on who's installing it and obviously how much of a space that you're putting it on.
Yeah. Just on the kind of the lime wash wall, is that typically, do you see that in bathrooms?
Less so, but you can put it in bathrooms, but it is important that you seal it correctly. So again, if it's down the micro cement route, it really depends on the ventilation in the bathroom itself. So obviously, if you're going in directly in terms of a shower cubicle or above a bath or anywhere in the IP zones, you need to make sure that there is a sufficient seal in it. If it's a well-ventilated room and, you know, some things are getting very grand, they're becoming more like kind of hotel suites and luxury spas, then you can get away without the sheen to a lesser degree. But it's always a good idea anywhere in terms of moisture that it's sealed correctly. Yeah.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for our Home Squad panel this Thursday. Listeners tempted to panel their hallway. They're wondering, though, if it'll date quite quickly. They've been trendy for so long now. I fear that it'll look dated within a few years.
So again, it goes back to what the vibe is of your entire house anyways and kind of what feel you want it to have. But I would say that the insurgence of it is really because materials are a lot less expensive at this point. So there's a lot of pre-made, you know, MDF boards, and it's easier for people to access it in their lives. So I don't think it's going to go out of fashion. I think you just have to be really careful about what type of paneling you're choosing for your house.
But if you have that sort of ultra modern, you know, kitchen, living room, open plan, is that kind of hallway paneling not more synonymous with, like, you know, the larger houses, big character, slightly more kind of grand aesthetics?
Typically it would be, but it depends on the profile of the paneling you're going for. I mean, if you're going with the more kind of streamlined profile MDF and perhaps painting it the same colour as the existing wall, you can get away with it. It can be quite a challenge to add character to a brand new home where they may be trying to get something maybe kind of like Mock Georgian or Victorian and things of that nature. So it's about getting the balance right. And it's about obviously being sympathetic to what the building is itself. But there's always a way. There's always a way. Colour can help with that as well in terms of finish too.
Listener looking for advice about tiling walls. I presume, I don't know if they mean just in the bathroom, but like that would be a huge expense, would it not?
Yeah. I mean, you're looking, bathrooms are one of the most expensive rooms to do in a home. So I think I'm seeing a lot of tiles on wall or on fireplace walls. There's a quality that it adds a texture and an interest where you could have a really blank space, especially in new builds, where they want a feature or something around a building. But I don't know that I would put it anywhere else, to be honest, because yeah. It is really more into, you know, a bathroom type setting that you would put it.
You're kind of tied to it as well, aren't you?
100%. Yeah, it's much, such yeah. a big investment. Yeah.
Now, listener Jerry, looking for advice around, is it raw concrete works or brickwork within maybe a sitting room or living room? They're thinking of doing it as a feature wall, probably likely to be costly, but is it advisable or will it date?
Well, again, it's the maintenance aspect. That's a huge thing. So I suppose it depends, just to clarify, if it's an open fire, obviously they're becoming less and less. But in terms of adding texture, it's no harm to have. You can get a matte finish, like there's varnishes out there, such as like Polyvine, these water-based acrylics that you can get, which has a very, very dull, flat sheen on it. But if you leave them raw and unprotected, they can mark, they can obviously stain over time as well. But again, it's the age-old argument of style versus trend. If it's something you've always liked, then it's not necessarily going to go out of fashion. But for me, I think for something like that, it'll either be stunning or it won't. It'll have to be something that you really, really love.
Okay. All right. Listen, folks, thanks a million for joining us here on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Thank you.
Appreciate you both coming in. That is interior architect Ger Cooney and interior designer Kate Hobbins-Lockett. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.